morning. We're talking shop this morning with Gary Agajanian, who, we have Chicken Little, we have the Chicken Man, we have the San Diego Chicken, and we've got Gary.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The tenor of this one is going to be serious. Yeah, you betcha. But we're going to be talking about chickens this morning. Gary, what's the biggest, I guess, qualifier? What makes you an expert about chickens?
Well, I don't know if I could be considered an expert, but to rephrase that, I am a licensed American Poultry Association and American Bantam Association judge. And to acquire those licenses, you need to be in a 3-year apprenticeship. You need to have clerked under 8 different judges and 8 different shows, which means you follow the judge around, you observe what the judge is doing. He asks you questions. There's a standard of perfection written for each organization. You need to study that standard of perfection. You also need to, in that standard of perfection is a written description of every breed. And within every breed, there are several different varieties in that breed. For example, let's take a breed. Plymouth Rocks. Okay, that's a breed. But there are white Plymouth Rocks, there are black Plymouth Rocks, there are barred Plymouth Rocks, there are partridge Plymouth Rocks, there are buff Plymouth Rocks. That's one breed. Old English is another breed. There are probably, I think there's 46 varieties of Old English that are recognized. And each one of those varieties is a different color, different combination. You need to be familiar with each of those things. In addition to all of that, you need to know points for each section of the bird, point cuts for defects, disqualifications, the difference between the two. So being a judge.
It kind of sounds like, you know, most of us have seen like the Westminster Kennel Club, their dog shows.
Exactly.
But even more specific, because it's not just the last day. Well, it's everything leading up to that and the pre-qualifiers and some of these different elements. When you tell folks you're a chicken guy, What kind of reaction do you tend to get?
Well, they say, what do you mean chicken guy? I mean, my wife and I have flown to several different cities in the United States and even up into Canada where I've judged, and people will say, a flight attendant on an airline will say, well, where are you folks going? Well, we're going here. What for? Well, I mean, I'm going to judge chickens. And they always get kind of a blank stare on their face. What do you mean, judge chickens? You're gonna eat them? What? No. It's just like a dog show or a horse show. Believe it or not, it's a pretty big hobby throughout the world, and especially in Europe. Germany, in Hamburg, Germany, every year, they have a show that's 20 to 25,000 birds entered. It's a huge thing. I mean, lots of folks in Germany. One nice thing about chickens, you don't need to have a big stable. Anybody can have chickens in a small area. It's not a huge financial investment. And it's a great hobby for the family and for, you know, for kids. It's really something that families can do together.
What is the biggest misnomer or falsehood, if you will, about chickens?
That they're dirty, that they're carry diseases, have bad temperaments, which some birds can have bad temperaments, but it's sex related. It's some roosters can have a bad temperament, and that can be bred out of them. It's just like the same thing with dogs. You know, it's funny you mentioned earlier Westminster Kennel Club and that. I have a relative that actually shows dogs. And we were talking about how dogs are judged against chickens. And it's much less specific in dogs and much more subjective about how the judge makes his picks in dogs than it does in chickens. Chickens, there is a written description and point cut for every part of the chicken.
Like just a standard, a template.
Yeah, you have something to go by. Where dogs, it's a lot more, there's a written description, but it's a lot more up to the judge and how the judge sees it. So,
but with dogs, to use that kind of as a base reference, there's grooming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does Fluffy look fluffy or not?
Mm-hmm.
Similar with chickens?
Absolutely. Do people don't realize, but to make a chicken ready for a show, to bring a chicken into show condition, doesn't just start the week before the show. It starts from the time the chick is hatched, what it's fed, how it's housed, the husbandry that is involved in caring for that bird, proper feed, keeping the coop clean. Several breeds of chickens have feathered legs, so the feathers are profuse on their toes and on their lower legs. To keep those feathers in condition, you have to have clean bedding. And the people who win consistently at the shows, they change the bedding weekly. If you just take your chickens out and put them in your chicken and the bedding becomes dirty, you don't watch out for external parasites, your chicken is not up to quality and it will not win at shows. Even if it's a beautiful bird, I've seen and I've judged many birds that I could see it was a phenomenal bird, but it was just so dirty and so out of condition, you couldn't place it.
So is that ignorance of the owner?
And sometimes, but other people are just more, some people are more serious about it than others.
Well, I would think if you're entering any kind of a competition, there's a commitment level there.
I think so, but human nature, what some people take commitments more seriously than others. And there are people who I call conditioning artists, and there are people who are breeders and people who are showers. Very small percentage are people who are everything, and those are the people who win at the shows consistently. You can go to national shows and names come up that win the shows consistently. They are excellent breeders, excellent conditioners. They are committed to the breed, and their birds look like porcelain statues when they bring them, put them in the cage. I mean, every feather is in place. They take a toothpick, clean every scale on that bird's leg. There's no dirt on that bird. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and those are the folks that win.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Agajanian. About twice a year, I go, whoops. It's been 5 or 6 years now, I think, since we came back to the morning. Oh, well. Gary, the concept of chicken and breeding and showing, a lot of us may remember Luther Burbank. Not because he's got it, you know, the place down in Santa Rosa, but because of hybridization and botany. Is animal breeding, chicken breeding specifically, or rooster breeding, which are as basic and simple as dominant recessive and just kind of staying with the breeding stock?
Genetic diversity in chickens is the same as it is in either animals or plants. To build a family that is a show family, you need to concentrate your genetic pool in the strain that you're raising. If, for example, there are people who have spent a lifetime on a specific breed and color, and you can go buy birds from that person's strain, because they spent a lifetime concentrating the gene pool, a very high percentage of the chicks hatched from the birds from their strain are show birds.
So it's like horse racing.
Very, very similar. It's the same concept.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, if you wanted to show birds, you would You can go to places like, I'll say one, there's a huge hatchery in the Midwest called Murray McMurray, and they advertise all these different breeds of chickens. However, most of the chickens you'll get from Murray McMurray will not develop into showbirds. They're from a production strain, which is, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine, but they haven't been bred to a degree, and their genes have not been concentrated to a degree that they will produce birds that will win in shows consistently.
The top 1-2%.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with just backyard chickens. You can get at the feed store. They're wonderful. They make great pets. They lay eggs. They will control your insect population in your garden. But they're not showbirds. And many times when I'm judging, you'll come across a new exhibitor or a young kid, and they'll have these birds, and they're beautifully conditioned. They're a perfect feather, but they're just not a specific breed or variety. Or if they are a specific breed, they're not a show strain. They're a production strain, which is completely different from a show strain. They don't match the standard description like the birds that the APA or the ABA requires. So, and it's discouraging for a young person to put all this time, and they condition their bird well, bring it to the show, high hopes. First time they've ever exhibited. Put the bird in the cage, and they come back later after the bird's been judged. Production strain is written on the card, and the kid's just heart sinks, and you feel sorry for them. As a judge, I feel sorry for them. But I like to meet with those kids afterwards and their families and explain to them what I've done.
That's why I was wondering if there was an opportunity to serve Absolutely. As a counselor and an advisor for some of these mm-hmm. kids, because it's got to be like anything else, whether it's your profession or whether it's your hobby. If somebody's got the passion for this, you don't want to dampen it out. You want to build that fire up a little bit and keep it going.
Absolutely. And actually, myself included, most people that start in exhibition poultry started with production birds. For some reason, we had an attraction to, and usually people who like chickens also like all animals. They like gardening. I had a friend once say that all of us chicken people came from the same planet. He says we all like gardening. We like horses. We like dogs. We like all the animals. We like the natural things around us. And most of us started because we had that attraction to animals, and we wanted to get into chickens, and we didn't know anything about shows. When I first started, I didn't know anything. I came to Humboldt County in 1971 and bought some chickens from Murray McMurray and thought they were beautiful and they were very nice. And then I had a friend come over and had the same breed, but they were showbirds. And I'm telling them,
could you see the difference between the
Well,
two?
I'm telling my friend, come on out and look at my Buff Orpingtons. Okay, he came out and looked at me. He said, yeah, production strain. I said, aren't they pretty? He said, yeah, they're pretty. He said, but come on over to my house. I went over to his house and looked at his Buff Orpingtons, and it's like they weren't even the same bird. I mean, his Buff Orpingtons, the size, the feather, the color was completely different than the production strain. They were both Buff Orpingtons. One was a production strain, one was a show strain.
So it's a pretty easy visual.
Absolutely. And kids can, you know, it's disappointing to kids, but, and there are many breeders. In fact, I know more often than not, a breeder who has a good show strain is willing to help a kid and willing to either sell them a bird at a very low price or give them a bird. However, it's important to know that the kid's serious about it, because myself, I've given birds to a lot of kids, good show birds. You never see them again. They just, maybe the kid enjoyed them, but they never did anything with them. So you want to make sure that the kid is interested in actually working with the breed and not just having something in his backyard, because if he's going to do that, you might as well use a production string, because they're perfectly fine for that.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Chicken Guy, Gary Agajanian. He's also the candy guy, but he doesn't have candy chickens.
I have had candy chickens.
Now, you're not the guy that comes out with those goofy eggs at Easter, are you? Those foamy, yellowy
things. From the Just Born Company, the Peeps, the little rabbits and the bunnies and the little marshmallow yellow things. We've sold those in the past. We haven't in recent years.
Good, okay. You can stay. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Gary, we were talking a little bit about the different types of chickens and the different levels of enthusiasm. My passion, other than this thing that I do during the daytime, baseball cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lighthouses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to draw an analogy with the baseball cards because I think that might mm-hmm. be a little bit mm-hmm. more. There are those that are investors, breeders.
Mm-hmm.
There are those that do it just for the personal whatever it is that we get out mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. With chickens, is it inexpensive? I mean, I can collect baseball cards that are a dime a piece. Okay, they're not going to be old cards. I can collect cards that minimums are $250 a piece, and there's like 2,000 in the collection. Mm. Can't collect those regularly, however. Mm. Is this with chickens? Are there the 10-cent chicken, and is there the really fancy chicken? And
there is
everything.
Yeah, there. You can go to most any feed store that carries live chicks, and you can buy a production strain of chicks for $2, $3 a chick or less. And like I say, there's nothing wrong with those chickens. They're perfectly fine, and they usually are a designated breed, but they're just not a show breed. But if you're interested in showing, you need to find a breeder who has a record of winning consistently at sanctioned shows and contact that breeder, and you're going to pay probably the most I've ever heard a person sell a chicken for is like $2,000 for one chicken. But that,
do you buy singles or do you always buy multiples?
You can buy anything you want. You can buy one. You can most people who are interested in breeding chickens usually buy a trio, which is a male and two females of a specific strain, and with that trio, and if they are all bred to the same strain, which means they've been line bred or inbred to concentrate the gene pool, they will produce a high percentage of chicks that can be shown and will do well in shows.
Now, you say inbreeding with a lot of species,
mm-hmm.
there are defects that are compounded.
Mm-hmm.
Same with chickens, or is this something a little different?
No. Inbreeding is the only really way. Line breeding or inbreeding is the only really way to concentrate your gene pool. And you can, how they people have spent a lifetime is they've taken a family. I knew one gentleman in particular who is since deceased. He was a good friend of mine. He started with Cornish chickens when he was 10 years old. He passed away at 85. So he, for 75 years, he raised Cornish chickens. The last 15 to 20 years of his life, he had the best large Cornish chickens that I had ever seen. And I met the man at a national show in Columbus, Ohio, struck up a friendship. I ended up acquiring his Cornish chickens. And from those birds, I was able to have a strain that he had spent a lifetime developing that I could actually buy from him, and instantly I'm there. I didn't have to spend a lifetime developing those birds. So it's very important that, and when you're buying a bird of that quality, you're talking about 10-cent chickens or chickens that are higher. You're money ahead to spend $100 or $200 on a show bird that's going to produce birds than taking the production bird and trying to breed up to that quality. If you do that, it's going to take you 15 to 20 years and thousands of dollars to get there. Where you can go to that breeder, he spent all that time and all that money, and you think, well, man, a guy wants $200 a chicken. That's nothing from considering the amount of money that he has put into that specific breed and variety to get that quality.
Most of us see chickens either on a farm somewhere, mm-hmm. maybe buddies of the Agajanians, but you know, with the vast majority of everybody out there, we see chickens either in the farm setting or we see them at the county fairs.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the county fair chickens, where do those fit into this, list or options of certainly not national showbirds?
Some can be.
Can they?
Yeah, because most of your county fairs are American Poultry Association and American Bantam Association sanctioned shows. So people who are interested in accruing points in those organizations and becoming master breeders and master exhibitors under the auspices of those organizations will show their birds at these shows, which are the county fairs. So you can go to a county fair and you can see birds shown that would win in national shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those in our area?
Well, I have birds that have won in national shows, and I have shown at local fairs. I don't much anymore because I don't show a lot anymore. But there are other people in the area who have won at national shows in the past, and they continue to show it at local shows.
So what do we look for as we're walking by the cages? What is there anything that at least we can see? The fancy dogs, okay, mm-hmm. they're groomed, they're da-da-da, and you can kind of see that versus dog you have at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you can tell that.
Mm-hmm.
What do we look for with these birds?
It's the same thing. You can go down a complete...
Just intuition?
It isn't intuition. I mean, anybody, you can go down the aisle at a county fair and you can see a bird that is in peak condition, that's a show quality bird. Every feather is in place. It's immaculately clean. The comb and the face are bright red, healthy, robust. Or you can see a chicken in the county fair that the feathers are beat up, they're broken, the feet are filthy. You can tell the difference. And
it's almost like care versus not cared.
That's a big part of it. Now, you can also see production birds who are not show birds that are in beautiful condition. Here's your young kid or your person is uneducated in show birds but has a commitment and a passion for chickens and didn't know any better and got production birds and they took very good care of them and they're beautiful. A good show bird who is in mediocre condition will win over a production bird that's in excellent condition because we're judging more. There are more points for type, which is shape, than there are for condition.
The physicality.
Exactly. It depends on the person. You can usually go down what I call a judge's eye. Almost anybody can see it. Like you see dog shows, you can see the difference between the dogs in the show and your dog at home for the most part. And you can do the same thing with chickens.
Notice so far I've tried to stay away from using beauty pageants as a reference. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Gary Agajanian.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Agajanian. Gary, if somebody wants to get involved with chickens, mm-hmm. is there a local chicken fanciers, chapter, the American Poultry Association? Is there somewhere that they can go locally? Do they reach out to the FFA? Where's that first step if somebody has that inclination?
The main contact in Humboldt County is the Humboldt Poultry Fanciers Association, and you can go online, humboldtpoultryfanciers.org, I think is the email address or the website address, and I'm a member of that organization, and there are several people locally who are members. We put on a show every year on the, actually, it's the first weekend in February or the second weekend in February. This year, it's going to be the 10th. It'll be held at Ferndale Fairgrounds. It'll be Saturday the 10th, and it's a one-day show. People coop in on Friday, and we judge the birds. We have a banquet that night on Saturday night. And
tell me it's not chicken barbecue.
There can be chicken served at the banquet as possible. This happened in the past. But
it's kind of like the crab races, right?
Yeah.
The two winners, way to go. Everybody else,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've actually, most of the times we have beef. But anyway, so that's the contact with Humboldt Poultry Fanciers. If somebody is serious about acquiring show birds, there are local folks that have them. But there's a national publication, which is called the Poultry Press. You can go online and search for that. And if you subscribe to the Poultry Press, they, in their monthly newspaper, they publish all the winners of all the shows throughout the country every month. So you can find out who the winners are. People take out ads in the Poultry Press. You can find a specific breed that you're interested in, and you can contact the people who are consistently winning in that breed and contact them to acquire birds. And usually you're going to get pretty good birds.
So everybody's pretty open and sharing. Right. It's not.
One thing about chicken people that drew me to it is the people are just very, very nice. So.
Hey, that's why you're here, man.
Yeah.
Because you have contacts. See everybody tomorrow.